They found Virgil in the Alhambra Saloon. He smiled and nodded when Chet spoke to him.
Good to see you. What can I do for you, Marshal?
This is Miguel. He rides with me. Miguel? Virgil Earp.
Glad to meet you, sir.
My pleasure. I know you aren't here to drink.
No, I want to arrest Aaron Arnold and Tyrone Lake.
What for?
The rape of a young woman being sold into white slavery.
That is serious.
Where can I find them?
Heaven on Earth Whorehouse is two blocks over. Arnold keeps some thugs on his payroll. Be careful there. Lake is sleeping with a doxy in the Bell Hotel at this hour. I can take you over to the hotel so you can arrest him and we can put him in a cell in the city judge's office until you get Arnold.
I would appreciate that.
I'll be back.
Virgil called over his shoulder to his brother and some others. They walked the blocks to the hotel.
Lake is in what room?
204.
Key.
The desk clerk gave him the key to save Virgil from having to kick in a door. They marched upstairs and paused in front of room 204.
Draw your guns.
Chet pointed his gun at the startled man who sat up in bed as the naked woman ran from the room. U.S. Marshal Burns. Tyrone Lake, you are under arrest for the rape of a minor and dealing in white slavery. Make one wrong move and I will shoot you. Get up and get dressed.
You pig!
Miguel jerked him out of bed by the arm.
He said get dressed or go naked.
Then Miguel picked up the short-barreled Colt on the nightstand and shoved it in his waistband, holding his own in Lake's belly.
You can't prove a damn thing on me. My lawyer will get me out in a few hours.
You're going to jail in Tucson. Tell him to go there.
Huh?
You heard me. Get your shoes on.
Earp, he can't do this to me. You stop him right now.
I can't do a thing but cooperate with the federal law.
You gonna pay for this, all of you.
Handcuff him. They hustled him out, and in 15 minutes, he was locked in the single cell at the city judge's office.
You can't do this to me!
If you are not quiet, I will chain you up and gag you.
You can't do that!
Get the chains.
All right! All right, I'll shut up.
I'll be back for him after I arrest Arnold.
He will be here. I can come along if you want.
We can handle it. Thanks.
Good luck, then, is all I can say.
Miguel went back to check on Jesus' return and was to meet Chet on a corner a block from the house of ill repute. It was after 12 and the Tucson stage should be there if Jesus caught it. 15 minutes later, Miguel met him there alone.
The driver told me he couldn't catch the night stage. There were no seats. They had an armed guard riding shotgun.
Well, Arnold has bouncers working for him. They may try to block his arrest. Get ready to catch hell.
I am backing you. I am sure we can do it.
They walked up the wide stairs to the veranda of the house. A black domestic teen maid answered the door.
How may I help you?
We need to speak to Aaron Arnold.
I am so sorry, but he's asleep and does not want to be disturbed.
I'm a U.S. Marshal. Show me his room.
Oh, I can't do that, sir.
What room is his? Miguel had his gun out. Show us. Chet shoved her towards the stairs. Show us the room he sleeps in.
Don't shoot me.
Keep going to his door. She was shaking, and he feared she might faint. But instead, the young maid led the way. They came to a stop at the end of the hall. Now where? Trembling, the girl pointed at a door and fell to her knees. Chet nodded at Miguel. As the door flew open, Chet fired a shot into the ceiling. Hands higher, die! In the boiling gun smoke, a man with a hairy chest sat up in bed with his hands high. U.S. Marshal, you're under arrest for the rape of a minor and white slavery.
You must be crazy.
No, get up and get dressed. Or go to jail in your underwear. I don't care. Get him out of bed and be careful. He may have a gun handy. Someone is coming up the stairs. Chet could hear his approach. Watch him. Chet came out the door and met the half-dressed man holding a pistol in his fist. Drop the gun. The man didn't. Two more men appeared in that cloud of smoke. Gun cocked, he met their eyes coldly. Hands up. Miguel, is he dressed?
We're coming.
Miguel brought Arnold out cuffed and carrying his shoes. Arnold, one trick and I'll shoot you.
Get my lawyer down to the courthouse. Do it right now.
They went past the wounded guard who had not moved since his fall.
Who are you, you son of a bitch?
I'm the man that's going to slam you into jail for rape and white slavery. Better see all of Tombstone you want right now. It'll look different when you get out of prison in 20 years.